Daf and Mem Gimel. Today's learning sponsored by the Felder family, in honor of parents, children, and grandchildren. So we got to the last three lines of Mem Beis Mem Beis. We just learned the Mishnah about the lulav harava and how the lulav is doche Shabbos. If Yom Tov Rishon is on the Shabbos, so we're doche. Then we had this Maisa that one time they brought all their lulavim and people were fighting whose was whose, and they got into a whole sakana. Gemara said that the Mishnah said that the Bezdin made a takana since it was a sakana. Now everyone should take the lulav only in their house when Yom Tov Rishon Shechalios B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amai, what's the problem of the lulav in the first place? Tiltul ba'almu. It's simply a tiltul, and there's only a violation of a muksa. So what was the gzera they made here? What was the concern here? So the Gemara says, V'litchi Shabbos, let it be docha Shabbos. What do you need to have a whole thing here and bring it before the base Knesset, the base of Mikdash? So the Gemara answers, Amaraba gezera shema yitlenu b'yado v'leilich etel baki lilmo. The concern was, as we know, that they were concerned that maybe he's going to take it outside of his home and bring it to a baki, an expert, to teach him, Rashi says, how to shake the lula properly or how to say the bracha properly. And that might lead, says the Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel now, V'yavi renu arba amos v'rishus harabim, and he might go ahead and carry it outside in rishus harabim down amos, behind new time of the shofar, behind new time of the Megillah. And this is all the same reason why we don't blow shofar in Shabbos, and also why we don't blow the Megillah, or rather we don't read the Megillah's Esther, or in Purim either, it falls on Shabbos. So Rashi points out in the top here, V'yavi renu arba amos v'rishus harabim, hu hadin d'matzi l'meymar, v'yotzenu mirishus hayachal v'rishus harabim. The two ways one could violate chutzah. One is by carrying dal amos in rishus harabim. The other way is carrying from one rishus to a different rishus. So Rashi's Eina Chanami, that would have also been, that is a concern, Ela Shibarov Mekomos Vinyonam Arminan Yesh Lachosh Lahavars Ar Amos Vein Lachosh Lotza Kigon Im Hayamunach Bekarmelis O Bekarpef O Begina De Ein Kan Isser Ta Derais Of Yesh Kan Isser Bahavar Rishus Rabim. So if you're in a certain rishus, like a Karmelis, when you go from there to rishus Rabim, or from there to Rishus Yachad, that will not lead to Nisa Deraisa, but it can lead to carrying Dalat Amos and Rishus Rabim. For that reason, they chose that example. It seemed just more relevant. But either way, any form of Hotzah would be of concern, and that's why they said, in general, you can't carry the Lulav or take the Lulav on Shabbos. Muksa, okay, no big deal. It could violate Muksa. The Mitzvah Aseh would violate Muksa. It's because the Gzeir Shem Yavirenu Dalat Amos Rishus Rabim. So Gemara says, if that's the concern, you might carry this outside. So not only should it be usher on the other days, but even a'i hachi yom rishonami, the first day of Sukkah, should also be usher. We just established in the Mishnah that everybody took the lulav in their house to shake it on Shabbos. So why don't we say maybe he's going to take it outside to a baki? We say that's why he can't take it days 2 through day 7. So why don't we make a gzeir on day 1 as well? So the Gemara says, a'i hachi na yom rishonami. And the Gemara answers, by the way, this whole daf is a bit of an involved in daf. It goes back and forth. You have to kind of pay attention here. Ihachi yom rishonami. So the Gemara answers, rishon hata kini le'yarbanan bebeisa. So we already said that they made a takana to carry it in the house. That was a special takana made for the first day. So the Gemara says, okay, that worked for the after the takana. Hatina achat takana. We just learned that was a new takana that the Mishnah told us about. What about kodim takana ma'ik le'meimar? But before the takana, the din was, you bring your lulav to the base Hamikdash before Shabbos. So why don't we say, Gzer Shem Yavirani? Why do we allow that to take place before the takana of taking in your base? So Gemara says, Ella, Rishon de'isa min ha-Torah, begvulin lo gazu b'rabbanan. Hanach, the other days, de'lesna min ha-Torah begvulin gazu b'rabbanan. We'll look at Rashi to plug this in a little bit. But the first day, which exists not only in the base of Mikdash, but it also exists in Gvulin. It's a Chiv Deraisa, so they didn't want to be Gozer. The other days, which is only a mitzvah in the base of Mikdash, but not a mitzvah elsewhere, they were comfortable being Gozer. So look how Rashi says this. Rashi writes around 10 hour lines down, Ela Rishon, De Chashuva Nitilaso. It's so important that Nitila, the taking of the Dalamin, was so Chashuv, De Afilu Begvulin Irchayv on a Deraisa level. Therefore, lo gazer b'rabanan, lo begvulin, lo b'mikdash. They didn't want to be gozer in a very serious mitzvah. Aval shahriyam in the rest of the days, she'eno min ha-Torah el b'mikdash. The only place where there's a mitzvah deraisa is in the base of Mikdash. Lo chashiva netila didu. It wasn't such an important mitzvah from the fact that it's limited to one area. Therefore, gazer b'rabanan, mishum chumra de Shabbos af ha-Mikdash. They were gozer because of the stringencies of Shabbos. V'im tomer, if you want to ask me the question, nimtzu bezdin mismasin lak or davar min ha-Torah. They're being ochre mitzvah deraisa. How could bezdin uproot a din deraisa? And the answer is like we see in the Gemara of Amos, the Gemara Brachas, and elsewhere that they're allowed to be ochre davar min ha-Torah v'shevi al tase. When it's passive, He's not saying to go against the Torah. He says, sit back and don't do anything. Sit back and don't do the mitzvah. Shev yaltase chachamim can be oker davar matorah. But the difference is, day one, since it's a much more important mitzvah, they didn't want to be gozer. You're right. The gezerah is relevant on day one. But again, up against the importance of the mitzvah, they weren't gozer. But the rest of the days where the mitzvah is not as important, so they were comfortable making a gezerah. Shem yavirenu dal amos b'rishas rabim. So Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, ihachi ha'inanami. Nowadays as well, no one in Eretz Yisrael, no one in the, we don't take the lulav on day one. If it falls out on Shabbos, why not? It's such a chashuv mitzvah, so it shouldn't exist even bisman hazeh. We should take the lulav on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Anan, we who live in Chutz Laretz, lo yadinan b'kviyut d'yircha, we don't know exactly when the right day of Sukkot is, so there's a suffix when the day is. So fine, so we shouldn't carry lulav on if it falls out on Shabbos first day, because we don't know exactly the proper day. But into them, they who live in Eretz Yisrael, the Yadi B'kviyut D'Yircha, they know exactly when the Rosh Chodesh is, they know exactly when Sukkot is, let them be Docha Shabbos. If Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbos, they should be Docha because it's a mitzvah that's Chashuva. There was never a Gzeir in the first place on such a mitzvah. So why don't we find that in Eretz Yisrael, that they carried the Lulav, at least in their house, on day one if it falls out on Shabbos? So Gemara says, you're right, Ein Achanami, this is true. Chada, number one, we have a Mishnah that says, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shechag, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Kol Ha'am Molichen Es Lulavim Lahar Bayis. V'tani Idach, but another Bayis says, Lebeis HaKnesses, they bring it to the Shul. Which one is it, the Beis HaMikdash or the Beis Knesses? So Gemara says, Shema Mina, Kan Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos. And the second Bayis that mentions Beis Knesses, Kan Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, Bizman Azeh, where they bring it to the Beis Knesset, Shema Amina, meaning Ein Echanami, there's a mitzvah. If you go to shul, you find everyone brings their lulav to the Beis Knesset before Shabbos, right? Everyone sees that? No, that doesn't exist. The Gemara is going to reject this at the end of the daf, but right now the Havamina is that in fact, in Eretz Yisrael, where they know the proper dates, they will bring their lulav to the shul, Beis Knesset, before Shabbos, and then when Yom Tov Rishon is on Shabbos, they shake it in shul on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara assumes at this point. Now, just for the sake of clarity, look at Tosos, Dima Maschelo, Yadina, and Bekfir de Yircha. We don't know the proper calendar dates. Tosos just points out, La Mishim de Lo Yadina, not because we don't know. The Hamrinam Bereish Beitza, the Ina Yadina, we actually do know the right dates. Ella, Ovid Rabbanan, Ki'ilu Lo Yadina. The Chachamim made it as if we don't know. We really do know, but it's what the Gemara in Beitza calls a Minag Abu Seinim Biyadenu. We keep the Minag that our fathers, grandfathers, and great grandfathers kept, which was that they didn't know the proper month. So that idea was passed on to us, even though in reality we do know the proper month. What we have this minhag of pretending as if we don't know the exact calendar date. Either way, the Gemara suggests, at this stage at least, that the Gzeirah of Rabbah is not relevant on day one of Sukkot because it's a chashuv mitzvah. We who don't know the calendar or pretend we don't know the calendar, we can't carry it on Shabbos because it may be the wrong day. But they in Eretz Yisrael, that they know the proper calendar date, they can and should shake the lulav on day one. How do they do this? They bring it to the shul before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos they come, find their lulav, and shake it. That's the Gemara's understanding at this point. So Gemara now says, De'isa min ha-Torah b'gvulin minalan. How do you know, what's the source, that there's a mitzvah deraisa to shake the dal minim on day one, b'gvulin, everywhere, anywhere where you are? The Tanya, the Raisa says, quotes the pasuk, l'kachtem. The whole pasuk says, Lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon. So we're going to darshan these four words. Lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon. So the word lekachtem means, Shetei lekicha b'yad kol echad v'yechad. That every single person has the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the yachad. Lachem teaches us, Mishalachem, that they must own it. Mishalachotzi, esa shaul v'esa gazel. To exclude that one that stole or borrowed a lulav won't be yotzei the mitzvah on day one. What does the word bayom mean? Bayom, vafilu b'shabbos. Even if it falls out on Shabbos, is a mitzvah deraisa. V'rishon, what does rishon mean? Afilu b'gvulin. Harishon milameid she'ein adoch el yom tov rishon bevad. So the word bayom harishon, day one is a mitzvah to everyone. The drash is b'chola gvulin. Everyone has a mitzvah deraisa of taking lulav on day one. So that is that's the source. So the Gemara then says, so amar mar, bayom afilu b'shabbos. So you're allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. Michti, tilta ba'amahu, it's simply muksa. Itzrich, kral, mishrim, tiltu. You need a pasuk to tell me muksa allowed. Muksa is only a din derabanan. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me you could violate muksa to shake lulav. Of course, in the Torah level, you could violate muksa. Maybe a chacham made a gzeira, but you don't need a pasuk to tell me you could violate muksa. Muksa didn't exist in the world of the Torah. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, the pasuk, the drasha, bayom, v'afil b'shabbos, is not coming to permit muksa. That's not needed. Rather, Amarava, lo nitzucha ela la machshiri lulav, to tell me that you're allowed to violate another malacha that is machshiri lulav, that prepares a lulav. What's an example? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, la machshiri lulav, bo hakosiv lelamedcha, shemachshiri lulav dochen es haShabbos klomer tikuneha, that any machshir that you need to prepare a lulav is doche, by Shabbos is doche, or Yom Tov is doche, ve'afilu lekotitzo mina mechuber ulaogdo, even if it means to cut it from the ground and to tie a knot, a kesher shekayama as the egged, although those are malachas, you're allowed to violate that based on the pasuk bayom va'afilu b'Shabbos. And the Gemara goes on to say, who is the one who allows machshir lulav that doche Shabbos? Va'aliba dahaitana, according to this Tanya of the Brisa, the Tanya. Lulav v'chol machshirav dochen es haShabbos. Not only is lulav, but all machshirei lulav is also dochen Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So how does Rabbi Eliezer know this? My time with Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Krab Yom v'afilu b'Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer is the author of this brisa. So the Gemara then says Rabbanan. So who don't allow machshirei lulav to be dochen Shabbos? Hi b'yom my avilei. What's their drash of the word b'yom? They can't say b'yom v'afilu b'Shabbos because they don't think machshirei lulav is dochen Shabbos. So what's the drash hi b'yom my avilei? That you only take the lulav during the daytime, but there is no mitzvah of lulav b'layla. That's their drasha. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, b'yom v'lo b'layla, how do they know that there's no mitzvah of dal minim at nighttime? Minale, nafkale, misefer, the Quran, the end of the pasuk says, usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. It says yomim v'lo leilos. That's the drasha according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabban, how can Rabban have, what do they do with that pasuk? They have Bayom and then Yamim. How come you need two words? So Rabban respond back, Ime Hasim, how do you add only the end of the pasuk? Shivas Yamim. So Havami, I would have thought, Leilif, Yamim, Yamim is Sukkot. I thought maybe there should be a Gezer Shava, just like Sukkot, it says Yamim, and it's day and night. Malahalan Yamim, Vafilo Leilos, Afkanami, Yamim Vilelos, Afilo Leilos. That you would think there's a Gezer Shava to Sukkot. Sukkot, the mitzvah is day and night. So too, Lulav should be day and night. That's why the pasuk in the beginning must say bayom, bayom velo b'layla. That's the drasha according to Rav Chacham. So now the Gemara says v'sukkah gufa minel. Now that we've mentioned that the mitzvah of sukkah is bayom v'afil b'laylos, what's the basis? How do you know? Before you look into the drasha, just look at the bottom Tosas for a second. Tosas says, "What do you mean? I know because Teishu came to Duru. Came to Duru means bayom, bayom, bayom b'layla. You live there in your house at night and day. So too the sukkah should be day and night." So Tosas says that can't be a good raya. So Tosas writes, Dimishim Teshu came to do. If that was your svar you wanted to use to explain why there's mitzvah of sukkah, bayom of afilu b'layla, came to do, ma dira bain bayom bain b'layla, demhai taima havim marbina noshim, just that's the reason why he brought women's chiv to sukkah as well, ma dira ish v'ishto, ila mishim hilchaza. Although the Gemara l'maskana said women are pater, based on Allah Moshe Sinai, but the svar still held true that the Teshu came to do. So Gemara's shiny hacha here is different. The application of sukkah bayom v'layla, you cannot apply teishu kein to do it. Why not? The ma'ate kura behedya leilos, because the Torah explicitly excludes leilos from the fact that it says the shivas yomim mashma yomim v'lo b'leilos. So you're right. The svara teishu kein to do it works, but it doesn't work for every single detail. It works for details of bring all your all the meals into the house, into the sukkah, but it doesn't work for zman. Why not? Because a pasuk explicitly excludes leilos as yamim v'lo b'leilos, so therefore we have to find another basis for how we know there's a mitzvah of sukkah bein bayom bein b'leilos. So what is that source? So the Gemara explains back inside the Gemara now the sukkah gufa minolan. How do you know there's a mitzvah of sukkah bayom v'leilo? The Tanya Rabbanan, the pasuk says v'sukos teishu shivas yamim. It says 7 days yamim v'afilu b'leilos, days even nights. How do you know even nights? Ata omer yamim v'afilu leilos. You think it includes even nights? Oh, Eino Ella, Yamim Velo Leilos, maybe it comes to exclude light nights. But Dinhu, and it's logical to say this, that it should exclude nights. Because Nemar Khan Yamim, the Nemar Khan Velulav Yamim. Mala Halon Yamim Velo Leilos, just like by Lulav, we exclude nights. Af Khan Yamim Velo Leilos, so maybe we should exclude nights from Sukkah. Oh, Kelchol Derech Zu, maybe we should take a different approach. Maybe Nemar Khan Yamim, Venemar Bimiluim, when it came to the Mishkan, it says Yamim as well. Malahalan yomim v'lafilu b'leilos, afkan yomim v'lafilu b'leilos. Take a look at Rashi to explain. By milum, how do you know milum was relevant by yom v'layla? So Rashi says, k'dichsiv u'pesach al moed teishu yomam v'layla. The pasuk explicitly says yom v'layla. So just like the milum was the yom v'layla, so to maybe sukkah should be yom v'layla. So the Gemara says, well, nira lemidome, who are you going to compare this? Which is sukkah more comparable to? If you compare it to sukkah, rather to lulav, it's yamim v'lo leilos. If you compare it to mishkan, it's yamim v'afil leilos. So which one is it more comparable to? Nira lemidome. Danin davar shemitzvasa kol hayom, midavar shemitzvah kol hayom. Prove something that is all day long, such as sukkah and mishkan, v'al yochiach, as opposed to lulav, just a moment. You pick it up for a second. It's very different than the milum. You lived in Mishkan. You lived in the sukkah. Those are comparable. Those are long. Those are a longer mitzvah. But the mitzvah of the lulav is just a sha'achas, one moment. Oh, maybe the opposite should be true. Okal chal derech zu, danin davar shemitzvah ledaros, midavar shemitzvah ledaros. Maybe prove a mitzvah that lasted for generations, eternally. Sukkah and lulav are more comparable. The Mishkan was just for 40 years in the Midbar and a little bit beyond into Eretz Yisrael. A few hundred years actually beyond. But either way, it wasn't Ladoros, it's a concept of Miluim in the Mishkan. So Gemara says, Tamil Lomar, going on to Amud Beis now, Teshvu, Teshvu, L'Gzer Shava. We have a Gzer Shava. It's not based on Svar, not based on comparison, it's based on Gzer Shava. Ne'mar Kan Teshvu, it says by Sukkah, Teshvu. V'ne'mar B'Miluim, Teshvu as well. We have the Gezer Shavuot to Mishkan, and just like the Mishkan was Yom V'Layla, so to Sukkah is Yom V'Layla. One would have thought Dal Mim should also be Yom V'Layla, and that's where the pasuk is B'Yom V'Lo V'Layla, or according to Rabbi Eliezer, B'Yomim Shivas Yomim V'Lo Leilos. So now the Gemara says three lines down in Mem Gimel Beis, Arava. So by the way, look at Tosis for a second, the top Tosis before you go Viter. Tosis writes, Teshu, Teshu L'Gezer Shavuot. Lo legamer yalef mimilum. It cannot be a complete gzeres shava from the Mishkan because the hasam ef shalisha and bazara there you cannot actually sleep in the azara. And Rashi goes on to prove that ein yeshiva bazara elamalchi beis David as opposed to the sukkah ilukan usser lishon chutz la sukkah. Here you must sleep in the sukkah, so it's not a complete equation because you couldn't sleep in the Mishkan, but you could and must sleep in the sukkah. So now the Gemara says back inside three lines down mem gimel beis here arava shiva ketar. So how do you have 7 days of Arava? So Arava b'Shvi, so if the Arava, meaning if Hoshana Rabba, which is the seventh day of Sukkot, falls out on Shabbos, the mitzvah of Arava, which we didn't discuss what exactly that is, we're going to discuss a little bit today in the next few days, the mitzvah of Arava, we do it even on Shabbos, even though Hoshana Rabba falls out on Shabbos, we would take the Arava. So my time, and what's the reason? My time of Doch Yishabbos. Why is the mitzvah of Arava Doch Yishabbos? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we want to make a public mitzvah to make clear that this is a mitzvah deraisa. Because one would have thought maybe it's not a mitzvah deraisa. Why not? If you look at Rashi, four lines from the top here, Rashi explains here, there's no clear indication, there's no pasuk that talks about a rava anywhere in the Torah. Shavkule ravcha, they wanted to leave some space. They wanted to allow the mitzvah of a Rava, the docha, just one day if it falls down on Shabbos. So they chose the seventh day. We'll see why the seventh day was chosen. But at least if one of the days falls down on Shabbos, then they will docha, be docha, in order to lefarsima, that although it's not explicit in the Torah, this is still a mitzvah, midiraisa. So the Gemara says, okay, ihachi, that's the case. Lulav nami, litche, the kidei lefarsima, shumina Torah. So we should also make a public let lulav be docha Shabbos to make it clear that it's a mitzvah as well. Rashi explains lulav nami nitche b'sharyam of mikdash, the rest of the days of the mikdash, kedei lefarsim shumin haTorah koshiva, to make people know that there's a mitzvah for 7 days, not just the first days deraisa, but all 7 days is a mitzvah in the mikdash. D'halo mefarsha behedi, it's not an explicit pasuk that you have to take the lulav 7 days in the base of mikdash. D'ikalameim lemitah, you could have made a mistake. But the Meimar said, maybe it just meant b'simcha. Didn't necessarily mean simcha with the lulav. So in order to make that clear, why don't we say, let one of the other days of Sukkot, days 2 to day 7, one of those days, pick a day, the fall on Shabbos, let it be docha, the farsima, that the other 6 days are also mitzvah midiraisa in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, Gzeir Mishum Derabba, already told you why not. Because the Gzeir of Rabba, Shem Yavirenu, that's why we didn't let it be docha. So, that's the case. Arava nami nigzer. So we should have the same concern. Just like we are concerned that a person taking the lulav on Shabbos, so too shouldn't we be concerned that the arava will be taken on Shabbos? The guy might take it to a baki and teach him how to shake it and everything like that. So Gemara says, now the difference is, arava shluchei bezdin maisilei. Lulav l'chomaser. The arava, not everybody was commanded the mitzvah of arava. The Shluchei Beis Din were the ones overseeing the Arava and the Beis HaMikdash. And then Rashi goes on to say, it were the Kohanim that went around the Mizbeach with him. So it was limited who had this mitzvah. So since Shluchei Beis Din were overseeing this, there was no concern of anybody taking their Arava outside the Beis HaMikdash and asking a Baki. All the Bekim were there, and there was oversight, there was security there. But a lulav, where every single home had possibly multiple men who were carrying it, there's a real concern of gzeirat d'rabbah, and there's no way to make sure that no one's going to violate the aveira. So rabbah, gzeirat d'rabbah, is relevant by the lulav, but it's not relevant by the aravah. And for that reason, we were able to pick another day, have the aravah be docha Shabbos, and gzeirat d'rabbah wasn't relevant. So the Gemara then says, okay, ihachi ko yom nami lidchi. So then, if that's really the case, that there was this proper oversight by the mitzvah of aravah, so why are we saying just day 7 of Arava is Docha Shabbos? Any of the 7 days, because it all takes place in the Beis HaMikdash, under the watch of Shluchei Beis Din, so even if day 1 of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, or day 2, let the mitzvah of Arava be Docha, because there's no chashash of Gzeir the Rabbah, as we just said. But he says, you're right, in reality it's true, and that should be the case, but the problem was, us the Pakpukve, Belulav, were concerned that maybe you're going to start making fun of Shabbos, making Bezaza Lulav. That mitzvah of Arava is Docha Shabbos, no matter which day falls out on Shabbos. But Lulav, only if day 1 falls out on Shabbos, is a Docha. But if day 2, day 3, or so on falls out on Shabbos, Lulav is not Docha. So that would show that Lulav is not as important as Arava, which is not the case, or at least equal. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So now we say only one day. You have to be fair. One day of Arava is Docha Shabbos, one day of Lulav is Docha Shabbos, and everything's fair. But now, why do we choose day 7 of Arava? V'lidchei b'yom tov rishon. So why not say that just like Lulav is Docha day 1, so too Arava should be day 1. So Gemara says, lo muchacha milsa. The whole point here is to show that Arava is a mitzvah d'raisa. If Arava were to be Docha first day, if Yom Tov Rishon shel Yom Tov Chag falls out on Shabbos, and we say Arava is Docha, we're going to say it's not because Arava is a mitzvah, we're going to say it's piggybacking off of the lulav. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi says, La muchacha milsa, around the 20-hour lines down. The mishum arava hu, the mefarsim shimina Torah. The whole point was to publicize the mitzvah of arava. Damri, they're going to say, mishum dinitna lidchos eta lulav, nitchos af eta arava. People are going to say, you know why we could carry the arava or do the mitzvah arava today on Shabbos? Because we're being docha ready legabe lulav. So once we're docha Shabbos for lulav day 1, we may as well be docha arava and wouldn't show any significance to the arava. So that reason they had to choose a different day that wasn't day 1. So now that we've established it can't be day 1, asks Gemara now, lidchei b'chad mehanach. So why not have day 2 or day 3? Why do we choose day 7? It's all arbitrary at this point. So once it can't be day 1, why not a different day? So Gemara says, Merishon ok me'ashvi, kevin dekat mafkes le Merishon, since we can't make a Rava on day 1, the next best one is ok me'ashvi. You use the ends, the bookends are always the best. Day 2, day 3 would be too random. So day 1 or day 7, that makes the most sense. It's just most sensible to have it stick out. Rashi just says, you want a yom mesuyam, a clear day. Day 1 and day 7 are clear days. Day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, they're all not, it's not a clear, it's not a yom mesuyam, it's not a bookend. And therefore it won't have as much effect somehow, so they chose day 7. So then the Gemara says, okay, so the mitzvah, Rava, if Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, we're docha Shabbos. Now Yachi, if that's the case, ha'idna nami, Bizmana says, well, we should say the mitzvah of a Rava, lidchei, it should also be docha. Adon, we who live in Chutz La'aretz, Adon li'adina b'kviya d'yircha, we don't know the proper day, so we can't be docha Shabbos, that's fine. But inu, the other b'kviya d'yircha, but they who live in Eretz Yisrael, lidchei, they should pick up the Hoshana, the Ravas, on Shabbos, if Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos. So why don't they do this? So Gemara says, ki ase bar hedya, Amr, he says, lo iklai. It doesn't work. It won't happen. Hoshana Rabbah can never be on Shabbos. It won't be. And if they say that, if they see that it will happen, Rashi says, they'll add an extra day onto Elul in order to ensure that Hoshana Rabbah will not fall on Shabbos. So we'll never have a calendar where Hoshana Rabbah will fall on Shabbos. If it does, so then we have this Shiloh. They should take a Rav up in Eretz Yisrael. But it won't ever happen, not to be concerned. But then the Gemara says, Ki also Rabban came back from Eretz Yisrael. He reported, V'chol Nachusei and everyone else who came back from Bavel, Amri Ikle V'lodachi. They actually said that it does happen. Hoshana Rabbah can fall out on Shabbos, and yet still it's not Docha Shabbos. So why is it not Docha Shabbos? Velakasha. They don't have an answer. They don't know why. It should be Docha Shabbos, but that's the Gemara leaves it as a Tarach In. So Amar Rav Yosef, wait a second. Man Lema D'Arava B'Dintila Dilma B'Zakifa. Who said, when Rabban came, there's no Beis HaMikdash when Rabban came back. Rabin reported that Hoshana Rabbah, I was there. Hoshana Rabbah was on Shabbos, and they didn't take the Arava. So they said, Rabin, what are you talking about? Who said Arava just picking up Arava? Arava means to do a Zakifa. Zakifa means to lead it on the Mizbeach. There is no Mizbeach to do Zakifa. That's why they didn't do Arava. The Arava didn't exist. You need a Mizbeach to do the mitzvah of Arava, and therefore it wasn't done. But maybe Bizman and Mikdash, the din was, you would take the Arava, if Hoshana Rabbah fell out on Shabbos, you take it and do a Zakifa, you lean it up against the Mizbeach. So the Gemara, let's just look at Rashi. Rashi says here, around 10 narrow lines up, Ma Leimelon de Arava b'mikdash b'netil. Who said it's about picking up the Arava? The Lidche Hasha Arava Isur Midirbanan. And that we should say Arava should be Docha Shabbos, because it's only at worst the Muksa. Zeichel Mikdash and Lidche Shabbos. Who said it's about just picking it up? Dilma b'zakifa lohaya no linosa, but yeah, they wouldn't take it with their hand. Elazok v'noso b'tzidim mizbeach l'chud, they lean it against mizbeach. B'hashu lekem mizbeach hecha nizkava. There's no mizbeach, they can't lean it, and that's why there's no mitzvah arava bizman hazeh. So Gemara now goes and goes back and forth to decide whether or not the mitzvah of arava is a mitzvah of netila or is a mitzvah of zakifa. What is the mitzvah? So Gemara says esve. Abai asks the following question. Lulav v'arava shisha v'shiva. The Mishnah of our parak lumped together the mitzvah of lulav and arava. So by coupling them together, is it not indicating my lav kilulav? Is it not like lulav? Ma lulav b'netila af arava b'netila. By comparison, we know the mitzvah of lulav is simply to pick it up. So shouldn't that also indicate the mitzvah of arava is also to pick it up and not to lean it on the mizbeach? So Gemara says, not true. Midi'irya, hakadisa, hakadisa. We lump them together because they have the same zman in 6 days and 7 days. But in terms of the nature of the mitzvah, who says that they're the same? There's no raya, there's no kasha from that. The Gemara moves on to a next kasha, Esive. Abai asks another question. B'choyom, every single day, this is a Mishnah later on. Makifin es mizbeach pamachas, they'd go around the mizbeach one time. Every single day of Sukkot, the first 6 days. Vos hayom, the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah, they walk around Sheva Pamim. This is the basis of Hoshanas that we do. That my love, b'arava, is not that they walk around with the arava. And the Gemara says, lo, b'lulav, they walk around with the lulav. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the first havamina was they took the arava, which indicated the arava was in the tila, to take the arava like lulav. And Gemara says, lo, they would walk around with the lulav, and then afterwards, look at Rashi, the last three narrow lines of Rashi, lo, b'lulav, makif, and they'd go around the mizbeach with the lulav. Afterwards, shazakvu harava sava mizbeach. After they place the rava on the mizbeach, then they walk around holding the lulav, but not the rava. So it's unclear exactly whether or not they do zakifa or netila. It's still no raya. So Gemara says, is that really true? We're going to bring a series of opinions whether they walk around with a lulav or they walk around with the rava. Rav Nachman amarava baravua barava. No, they take the rava. They walk around with the rava, which would indicate it's a mitzvah of netila. Amrlei, who amr lacha barava ana amina belulav. You say this, I say that. You say rava, I say lulav. Itmar, Rabbi Elazar omer belulav. Rav Shmuel bar Nasan amar Rabbi Chanina barava. V'chein amar Rav Nachman amar Rabba baravua barava. Amrlei rava le Rav Yitzchak brei de rava Rabbi Chana bar Uya. Tav em lacha milsa mila liyasa dave amar avucha. Tell us something your father once told us. They ask Rabbi Yitzchak, what is something your father Rabbi Bar Chana said? Tell us a chiddush. Hadatan, he said that which a Mishnah says, "Kol yom makifin es mizbeach pamachas, v'osu yom makifin es mizbeach sheva pamim." Hachi yamar avucha mishrei the Rabbi Lazar belulav. So there's a back and forth whether they walked around with the arava, which would again indicate the mitzvah of arava is netila, or they walk around with the lulav, which would then imply that the arava was to do zakifa on the mizbeach. So again, still unclear what the nature of this mitzvah was. So the Gemara says further brings it yet another brisa. Eisvei lulav docha es a Shabbos betchilaso. V'arava b'sofa. Pamachas chal shvi shel arava lios b'shabbos. So what happened was, the lulav is docha Shabbos in the beginning, which means day one, and arava is docha Shabbos on day seven at the end. One time, when the shvi, Hoshana Rabbah, fell out on Shabbos, so what do they do? Heviu marabios shel arava. They brought these big canisters of aravos before Shabbos, Me'er Shabbos. V'nichum bazar, they place them in the azara. So this way, when everyone comes tomorrow on Shabbos, which was Hoshana Rabbah, they could take an arava and do the mitzvah. The Kiru Behen Baitusim, the Baitusim, who of course rejected much of Torsha, if not all of Torsha Baal Peh, they rejected it. The Nalum, they took the Aravos. The Kovshim Tachas Avonim, they took them and hid them underneath the rocks, because they knew the rock is Muksa, and they wouldn't take the rock, because they wouldn't be able to perform the mitzvah. They rejected this whole idea, because they felt that Arava, although they agreed to Arava being a mitzvah, it seems, they did not agree to Arava being Docha Shabbos. So they said, let's get around this. hide them underneath the rocks. We know the chaverim are going to come tomorrow. They're not going to pick up the rocks, and they won't perform the mitzvah tomorrow, and we'll be right. So what happened? Lamacha the next day, hikiru bahem ami haaretz. Certain ami haaretz came. They're very excited about the mitzvah, but they didn't know halacha. They didn't know hilchos Shabbos. They saw all their rabbis were pinned underneath the rocks. So they moved the rocks. I was muksa, but they moved the rocks anyways. They moved the rocks. And v'shamtum mitachas avanim v'vim hakwanim v'zakum b'tzidim mizbech. And the Kohanim took the rebels and placed them up against the Mizbech. The fish ain't by tuzim modim shechibut a rebel dochas Shabbos. They did not agree that the chibut would dochas Shabbos. So we see from here, alma b'netila hi tiyufta. Chibut, what does chibut mean? So Rabbim says chibut means to hit. We hit that at the end on Hoshana Rabbah. And Rashi says, if you look at chibut, Rashi says it means to shake. It says minanea. So it's actually, no, most people don't know this. If you look at the Ramah, by the mitzvah, by the din of Hoshana Rabbah, he says before you beat and hit the Arabos, you're supposed to first do a Nanuim, this way and that way. The whole order, that's based on this Rashi, where Rambam says you hit it, so we do both. We do Nanuim and we do a Chibut. Either way, we see the mitzvah is not simply to put it up against the Mizbech, that was also the case, but also Chibut, you also have to take it in hand as well. That's the Rai we bring from this particular Gemara. There is an interesting question the Marsha says, wait a second. Why couldn't the even if the Ami Haaretz didn't come, and they didn't remove the rocks. The rocks were muksa. But didn't we say before that the truth is the dalminim are muksa? But because of the mitzvah of dalminim, you could be docha muksa. That was how we started off the sugya talking about it. It's tiltu ba'almahu. It all is tiltu. So if the mitzvah of lulav, of course you could violate muksa. It was only because of gzeir the rabba here. So here as well, the mitzvah of a rava is at worst as a muksa. So rock is also muksa. So just like you could pick up the actual pieces of the plants, you could pick up and violate muksa, why can't you pick up the rocks as well? So the Marsha says, it seems, I think he's saying the idea, it's almost like an ase dochalos ase, be'inna. When is an ase dochalos ase? Only when it happens at the same moment. So when you pick up the araba, you get the mitzvah, and that's when it's docha muksa. When you pick up the rock, there's no mitzvah at that point. It's preparing for the mitzvah, that's not be'inna, that's why you would not be allowed to do so. The Aruch Hanan asks another question, and he says, wait a second, why couldn't they have had the Nachim come, have a goy come in, and remove the rocks, Amrila Akam, to remove the rocks, and that would have been another Eitzah. So he says, a goy cannot come into the base of Mikdash, but also if they come to the base of Mikdash, that wouldn't be a relevant option. So now that back into the Gemara, now we'll finish off to the top of Mem Dala. Now the Gemara says, the last three lines of Mem Gimel Bebeis here, say, Ella, so now we've established that the mitzvah Rava is to take it in hand, it's in a tila. So if that's the case, if it's a mitzvah, natila, in which case you don't need the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need the Mizbeach, it's not a Zekifa, it's about natila, so ela nitche. So let them be docha arava. Why not docha arava on Shabbos, even Mizman Hazeh? We don't need the Mizbeach. Gemara says, Kevin de onan lo dachinon, since we in Chutzart are not docha, in hunami lo dachin. We don't want to have different things.
We just said that they don't have anything Shabbos. To do with it. What?
Huh?
You have nothing to do with it.
No. Mitzvah is
natila. The doesn't allow.
No, a rabba they would. They rabba again. The mitzvah is natila, not zakifa. If it's zakifa, you need mizbech. We just established the mitzvah is chibut arava, which is natila. You don't need the mizbech. You can do it just by natila. So if it's natila, so we said above, since it's something that only a few people would do, you don't need a mizbech for this. The shluchei bezin would be overseeing this. It wasn't every person who would do this.
Not on the seventh day, on any day.
We're talking about it can't be every day because that goes against lulav. It's zilzah for lulav.
But we just said that basin doesn't let the Hoshana Rabbah fall on Shabbos.
No, then the Gemara says it does fall on Shabbos. The other option was it does fall on Shabbos and yet it wasn't bedocha. Question, why not? Why isn't it docha? That's what Rabban said. I was there. Hoshana Rabbah fell on Shabbos and they weren't docha. So why weren't they docha? And the Gemara says the reason why they're not docha is because we in Chutzart, we certainly are not docha because we don't know kfir the yircha. So since we are not docha, they too can be docha. That's the cloud. If you again back inside the Gemara, Vela Nidchu, why not let them be Dochan Eretz Yisrael? Came into Onan in Chutzar's Lodachinan, in Unami Lodachu, they as well are not going to be Docha. They wanted to have some level of equality. So the Gemara then says,
This Chibut, is it the waving?
It's a Halacha Mosh Mesina, yeah.
So it's the Raisa.
Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Vaha Yom Tov Rishon, Dilididan Lodachi, Lididadachi. Wait a second. But now go back to Lulav. We ended off before Amin Aleph here. That lulav, we're not docha lulav yom tov rishon b'shabbos, but Eretz Yisrael that they are docha yom tov rishon shechal yesh b'shabbos. So why not have that same level of consistency? Ask the Gemara. Ha yom tov rishon dilididon lo dachi, but lididu dachi, but they are docha in Eretz Yisrael. We said no, that's not true. We're rejecting that suggestion. And the Gemara says amri lididu nami lo dachi. The truth is they in Eretz Yisrael are also not docha, just like we're not. Rashi says on the top of Mem Dalad here, Shilolazos Yisrael Agudos Agudos, we don't want there to be different factions here, and Nir Kishtei Ktaros, and therefore, Dilididon, Lodachi Lulav Shabbos, so too they are not Docha Shabbos. So then how do we reconcile the two brises? Ask the Gemara, we'll go 5-6 lines down to finish the sugi here. So then, Elakashia, Hani Tarti, the Tanya, one brise, the Chad that taught us, Kol Am Molichin Es Lulavim, Laharbayis, Vitanya Idach, Beis HaKnesses. So doesn't that imply Beis HaKnesses, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, there still is a mitzvah of lulav not to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, to bring it to your shul Erev Shabbos. Gemara says no. Kan bis Beis HaMikdash kayim. Kan we answered earlier mitatinan. Kan bis manchi Beis HaMikdash kayim. Kan bis manchi Beis HaMikdash kayim, which implies that there is a mitzvah afil bis manazeh of Yom Tov Rishon Shchalios b'Shabbos of lulav. Gemara says lo. Idi bis manchi Beis HaMikdash kayim. These two brises are both talking about when there was a Beis HaMikdash. V'lokashya kan b'mikdash kan b'gvul. In the Beis HaMikdash, you live there, in Yerushalayim, you bring your lulav to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos. If you lived further away, you bring your lulav to the Beis Knesses. But either way, the only heter of lulav, or Yom Tov Rishon, Shechalis B'Shabbos, is only when there is a Beis HaMikdash. I'm not going to recap, it's a little bit involved, but I guess we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow.
In the end,